A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bobopedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
I just think it shows the character of our team. Like I talk about it all the time, the baseball season is different, man. It's different from anything that's out there. It's virtually every day for 7 months, and I always say if even the best teams didn't have rough stretches, there'd be teams winning 120 games, and that's never happened. Even the best teams have difficult stretches. But these guys, I talk about how great the room is, and it is. But just shows the character.
I like him a lot, man. I didn't know what we'd get from him. I know he had been a manager before when he was a player. I actually covered Walt. I didn't know what we were getting. I really like Walt Weiss, and I think he's handled what this year has been for the Braves very well. We love Snit. One of the all-time greats, and
right.
and I kind of understand now, Mike, why Snit had this guy by his side for 8 years and didn't ever really make a move there, because you got to have a sounding board, and
right.
It feels like that's what Walt is and how he goes about his business with this team. Great win last night for the Braves against the Dodgers. Walk off with Ha-Seong Kim. It just doesn't get any better than that, man.
No, I mean, he was there, guys, for those big moments. We talked about how, you know, Brian Snicker did that a masterful job in the NLDS and the World Series, NLCS, from the Brewers to the Dodgers to the Astros, and just pushing the right buttons. And Walt has been along with Snicker for every year of never having enough pitching.
True.
And having to, like, literally kind of, you know, limp that across the finish line and find a way to not burn out your bullpen. So he gets it. I love what he said about Ha-Seong Kim, you know, talking about a guy who's really in a really tough spot. And, again, that's great. If he can build off of that magical moment from last night, it'd be nothing better. It's just a hell of a story. Now, guys, I don't know where you guys are. If you don't get angry or get upset, I know that, you know, we deal in extremes on Sports Talk Radio. But when I see last week, like, Ha-Seong Kim just cut him. There's nothing here. Yeah, because there hasn't been anything here. The only way this changes is for him to get reps, and you can't afford to put a guy who can't hit out there every day when Dubon is doing a really good job.
Yeah.
So if he can make the most of opportunities like this, it's just an amazing story. Hopefully he builds on it. But I don't back off what I said. He's been a bust. Hopefully there's more of this to come.
Hopefully he can help us. And by the way, it was a great at-bat. I mean, he's fouling balls off. He battled last night in that at-bat. So it was a good moment, man. Grant McCauley's going to join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We're live at the Tour Championship. We will get you caught up on the latest leaderboard here as this tournament is ongoing. Scotty's on the course now, as Mike said, last off today. And remember, this is the top 30 golfers, guys. So
right.
These guys are just paired up in twosomes, okay? This is not like, you know, four deep. And these guys, this is a little bit different just because you only have 30 guys here all weekend.
And you and I were talking about this off the air, and we mentioned this yesterday on the air. If you've never been to East Lake, you can get tournament tickets right now for the rest of the weekend. It's nothing like the atmosphere. So my cousin Tony's up from Naples, and like he went on a walkabout, and we left the tent, and he's basically literally there behind the white rope, and there's Victor Hovland like 5 feet away, and you got this whole you basically got the whole golf course to yourself. It's so intimate. That's why even when Tiger was out here or Phil back in the day,
different.
You still there was a crowd, but still it's nothing like when you're at Augusta or some of the other major tournaments. It's a very intimate setting. It really is one of the best in golf.
Yeah, when I was on 11 and Victor hit his approach shot about 5 feet from the hole, and he finally walked up, and there was like me and three other guys, and the guy goes, "Victor, great shot." And Victor looks right at him and acknowledges him. Thank you. You're not going to get that at the U.S.
Right.
Open. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You're not going to get that. So that's the coolness of this. But who's going to win? Mike, it's wide open, and a lot of guys are playing well. This is a day to score, by the way.
Hey, Victor Hovland, by the way, speaking of the devil, just had a birdie. He's at 6-under. Now he's your – check that, 5-under. It literally just – boom, must be a bogey or a par. Min-Woo Lee at 6-under, Victor Hovland at 5-under, Ryan Fox, British Open a winner at 4-under. Everybody else is just on the front nine, so we'll have more scores for you. But Wyndham Clark struggling. Accusations of maybe taking a little liberty with his lie last week at the BMW Championship. Cameron Young, a winner of the Players Championship this year. He's at 3-over. Everybody else is making moves, man. Scottie Scheffler, 1-under through 4.
All right. You said you just ran into a football fan from Buffalo?
Yeah, it's funny. During the break, we're talking to the guy, and he's had a few cocktails. He's like, he yells during the commercial break because he sees us doing sports talk. He yells at Carl. What are the Bills going to do this
What's
year?
What's the Bills going to do?
And you're like, I think they'll be better. I don't know.
I said 11 wins. Right. 11
and
wins.
And so then we're chatting, and I said, he goes, what about the Falcons? I said, well, Vegas has us at 7.5. I go, we got some issues on defense. You know, we're trying to figure out the quarterback. He goes, we do have this young guy who kind of reminds a lot of people about Josh Allen. He goes, I saw that guy. That guy's something special. He must have seen it on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Talking about Jack
Frost.
Strand.
Jack Frost, yes.
Your boy Jack Frost,
yes.
You call him.
Yes.
United we strand. So this guy's getting juiced because when you're on ESPN SportsCenter on NFL Network, people see this slow sports weekend. It's getting momentum. And Lord knows he's got momentum in our listening audience. They want to see. I know this probably half our audience would say adios to Tua and let's go with Strand. What's up, big man?
What's happening, baby?
Good to see you, baby.
You too, man.
Hey, man, one of our regulars. We got a party crew going out here in the big tent.
Mike, who's played better than Strand? 3-2. Nobody.
Nobody. You sound like Conor McGregor.
Nobody.
The Denver Bell champion apologizes for nothing.
Nobody. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
He's looked good. The level of competition would be the question. If you really had belief in this guy, if Tua wasn't available and the Dolphins weren't paying his salary and it was just simply Cooper Rush and the scouts found Jack Strand, it's a different story. But there's three guys ahead of him.
All right. We'll talk.
I don't want to cut him. I don't want him on the practice squad because
well,
I don't want to lose
him.
Play him
if you don't want to cut him.
Well,
start
tell,
this kid.
You, tell Stefanski, man.
I think I am going to. All right, man, we've got a lot more to dive into right now. Let's talk some NFL and get to 4th-and-1. NFL issues a statement for teams forbidding players who returned to college cannot sign with the team in 2026. So all of a sudden, Monday we've gone from what the hell is going on
right.
to here we are on Thursday, and every major conference has put out a statement, issued new rules. The NFL's issued new rules. Why didn't you guys do this in the first place?
Well, the SEC, they had a communication. They said, we don't like this. And then the Big Ten said, we're going to ban it. And then the SEC said, oh, we're going to ban it too. And that's why you and I have talked about this, Tony Petitti versus Greg Sankey in this power play. And it just, I just think Greg Sankey's rep took a major hit this year.
Yeah.
From going back to the meetings in Destin, where apparently a lot of the SEC coaches are saying, hey, man, where's our, you said 16-game schedule. You know, what's going on here? We're going to a 9-game conference schedule. We're in a meat grinder. And now what are you doing here? So it just seems like he's lost the plot. And Greg Sankey. By the way, Big 12 comes out with it. They agree. Can't do this. Can't come back from the NFL.
Brett Yormark.
And the ACC apparently is discussing it.
Jim Phillips.
Yeah, ruling to be out probably by this afternoon.
Yeah, there's nothing to discuss. But the NFL has made it clear that they are forbidding players who return to college cannot sign with the team in 2026. So that's from the NFL perspective. Meanwhile, Mike, the NFL renews its deal with DraftKings and FanDuel. Now, we are both sponsors, okay, when we say that, we are guys.
Full disclosure.
Yes, we are guys who.
Compensated endorsees.
Who do this and support FanDuel and DraftKings. But betting operators will work together with the NFL on what type of bets are being offered. And this is interesting because it used to be wide open. And again, I think a lot of the prop bets are what they're going to close in on because that's where a lot of people were manipulating the system.
Right, and I do think, you know, part of the maybe the overreach from some of these software designers with the algorithms was, man, you're going to be able to bet on a pitch, you know, ball or strike in real time, and they're going to have the technology evolve where that can actually be processed. That seemed a bit over the top. Then you get to where you're right. I'm sorry, I can't be betting on guys coming off the bench who can totally throw games in basketball, because we've seen that.
Yep.
You know, you've got some guy whose his average is 5.6 a game, and you're betting that guy's over? That's got to come off the board. So I think what they thought was it was going to be like basically a smorgasbord of all these crazy different prop bets. You got to streamline it, and I think that's where they're going with this.
I do too, and it'll be.
And there's certainly still enough action for everybody, but there's stuff that you, as you said, it can be manipulated, and it's sketchy.
It'll be for the better. Colts, we just saw them. They're activating wide receiver Alec Pierce from the PUP list. They hope he's ready for the season opener.
First guy to get paid amongst the wide receiver class, and then announced the injury, averaged out about $28 million. And then we talked about Drake getting his bag.
Yep.
But a guy that, you know, they pair with Keenan Allen. And who is the wide receiver? He's a Georgia high school product. Maybe the video we talked about this week, he burned the Falcons like fourth string corner.
Oh, yeah.
So the wide receiver core, I mean, they were fretting over it. We talked to the Indianapolis radio guy last week. Seems like it's coming in a shape.
If everybody's healthy, and with Keenan Allen there, I mean, it does. If everybody's healthy, they're going to be – Colts will be good again, I think. The other thing that's going on right now, Seahawks and Leonard Williams reach an agreement. 3 years, $90 million contract extension, which includes $56 million guarantees. I just want to say this about the Seahawks, and I know they're on hard knocks. Maybe you've watched, maybe you haven't. Their core is good. They're young. Their coach is good. I know he lost Clint Kubiak as his coordinator. Right. I'm just telling you right now, this idea like Seattle won a Super Bowl, we'll see you in 10 years. Mike, that's a good football team. Now, the problem is I don't know who's better in that division. Is it going to be the 49ers or the Rams or the Seahawks? But that is going to be a dogfight. And I just think people are writing it off because, like, well, Sam Darnold did something we've never seen. Now he's had his moment. That's a damn good football team.
And they got swagger. I heard Steve Weiss talking about this on our station, saying, you know, they're like, everybody's talking about the Rams and how the Rams got Aaron Donald and they traded for Myles Garrett. And Seattle's like, bring it. Bring it.
I'm telling
and
you.
And there's a swagger. There's a confidence. You see it on Hard Knocks. I mean, look, the general manager, he's kind of a character in his own right. And by the way, the name I couldn't remember, it's Josh Downs from North Carolina High School.
Josh Downs.
Who's having a good camp. But, this is a team which has got a great defense. It's not Legion of Boom, but it's a hell of a defense. They got a great run game. They got all the skill positions, and they reinvented Sam Darnold.
Yep.
So that's why everyone's going to be enamored with the Rams in the toughest division in football, save for the Cardinals.
I agree. Look, the Cardinals are – that's a wasteland. Everybody's going to beat them up. But those three teams, I cannot tell you.
McBride's still going to put up those crazy numbers in fantasy?
Who's that?
McBride, the best tight end.
Well, look, that's if Jacoby Brissett can get on the ball. I don't think it's going to be long before we're talking about Carson Beck being the starter there, just to see what they have. Like, they need to know before next year's draft, Mike. Carson Beck, can he be our long-term starter? Because if he can, we can start building around him. But if it's not, feels like everybody – Jets, Cardinals – maybe us. I'm sorry. Like, there's a lot of teams that could potentially be in this draft next year. And I've said this, 5 to 6 quarterbacks to go in the top 15 to 17 picks.
Hey, more guys hitting us up on the text line about the Michael Penix audio that we played earlier.
Yeah.
Where he's not exactly sounding like he's, he hasn't convinced himself he's ready. That's for darn sure. More guys saying, had not heard that. One guy said, oh, snap. So I'm presuming that's kind of like, well, he's not feeling it. Another guy says, you guys will make a story out of anything.
Yes,
JT.
I will. Matter of fact, there are two bugs on the floor right now, and I can't believe that nobody stepped on either one of these bugs.
No, I think we've got, like, sometimes you and I will debate if something's worth getting fired up about. This is worth getting fired up about. It just doesn't sound right. If you missed it, we'll play it later in the show.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you don't understand that. Maybe
then maybe you've never competed in your life, or maybe you just simply you're so only so smitten with one guy to be your quarterback, you're not looking at the big picture. That's the only way I can see it.
I don't know. All right, we're coming back. If you want him on the roster, who are you willing to move on from? That is the question. I will tell you who I would move on from coming up on Dukes and Bell.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are out at East Lake where the Tour Championship is going on, and we'll get you caught up on the latest leaderboard. Something we have not mentioned today, and it's a side note because he's not with the Hawks anymore, but for all the Kuminga talk, Mike, he ends up with the T-Wolves for a lot less money.
Yeah, he wanted with the neighborhood of 18. That's what his agent was talking about, 16 to 18 to 20. And what was the final number?
13 for 2 years.
Okay.
13 for 2 years.
Look, we debated it. You were never buying into it. You just thought, and I think I'm not going to speak for you. You can make the argument.
Yeah.
At the time was, if Kerr couldn't figure it out, why would the Warriors, who need to get younger, who need to develop young talent, pass on a guy like that? And look, two things about him that I loved. He brought energy. We won two games against the Knicks. Game three is one. I'll never forget how much fun that was. But he's just doesn't seem to get into the flow of the offense. You brought up the fact he takes bad shots. You know, he doesn't really have a jump shot, a consistent three-pointer.
No.
So that's somebody else's deal. And the only option we have was maybe a sign and trade, but the only guy I might be interested in is a future one. And that was never in the offing.
No.
There was all that talk about Cleveland for a minute.
Well, the Lakers, you know, needed help in a sign and trade. I think the other team was maybe out there on the West Coast, too. I'm trying to remember because it's been a couple of months. But it's taken some time for him to find us a landing spot.
Right.
And look, we wish.
And what does that tell you?
Well, we wish Kuminga well, but he just wasn't what you thought he was. And
right.
This is the evidence of that. Guys, if guys are legit in this league, they're not on the you know, waiting list to figure out where everybody's going to land, Mike. They're in the mix. So Kuminga, he gets a good luck in Minnesota. Remember, they traded for Ball. They got Ant-Man. Minnesota's trying to revamp their team and try to make a run here. So we'll see. 404-726-0929. With that said, let's talk about if you're going to keep Jack Strand, who you might not want to make this team. And I'm going to give you some names, Mike, here as we go through this. Day-Day, what's on his mind is coming up also, and we'll get to Mike Griffith at 4 o'clock to talk some dogs, so stay tuned. Tua or Cooper Rush? And I'm just giving you some choices here because, again, you know Penix is going to be on the team. And if you're going Tua or Cooper Rush, Mike, I'm going Tua. Remember, they signed Tua a long time ago. He's been involved and had the playbook and all that. I think the idea was for him to come in here and have a legitimate shot to play. Cooper Rush was a last minute, oh, my God, we need a guy who can throw some passes in practice. And I'm not taking anything away from him. I just think Tua over Rush. Cash Jones or Nathan Carter. I've told you, Cash Jones to me is going to make this team. And I'm giving you either or because these are guys that may be, if you're thinking about the 53-man roster and you're saying, week one, who's going to be out there? Who's going to be on this team? These are some names that we'll be talking about after this last preseason game come Monday when we go, all right, hey, look, these are the guys that they've let go. Will there be surprises? I think the biggest surprise would be if Tua didn't make this team. I do not believe that's going to happen unless he again.
Yeah, he'd really have to be just, so god-awful that the Falcons would say, we can't roll him out here. But again, if you look at the Cleveland Browns, you had an awful outing from Deshaun Watson. And no sooner, like a next day, you hear Todd Monken saying, he's my starter, at least 2 weeks. There is no investment into it. It doesn't cost us anything. The same goes for Cooper Rush.
Correct.
And it's a shame because you have such a finite amount of time. There's only so many reps in a preseason game to let our man Jack Strand get out there and further impress the coaches. But it just seems like Strand is a guy that will probably be on the practice squad. And you just hope, if you are a Falcon fan, then what was the guy that said yesterday? Oh, man, we don't need Sean Payton grabbing him, or, you know, take your pick, or him winding up in Tampa. But it just seems like he's made so much of an impression to fans, and I think it's because how awful this team has been at the quarterback position. Two things about him. I'm not going to say two things are going to be true, Carl.
I'm glad you're not.
I love the size, and I love the speed, and I love his decision-making. The ball's out. Ball comes out. And boom, it's on target. But then people would say he's going up against the second and third and fourth strikes.
Yeah, and that's why
you have to quantify it.
But that's why I throw him out there Friday, early. Seriously, why not? What's it hurt? Penix is not playing.
And it seems like Cooper Rush, by virtue of what he did last week, I think it was 10 of 11 on throws.
Yes, he was.
He had a couple of touchdown drives. I know what I got in Cooper Rush. I don't know what I have. I mean, I have an idea about Jack Strand, so I'm with you. If I could divide it up where Cooper only gets one or two series and it's Tua and Jack Strand gets lion's share, I'd love to see it.
Let's see.
Because I'd love to see him go up against the closest thing to a one. But I just don't think that's going to happen.
What about offensive lineman, Mike? We've been talking about who may be that swing tackle. What about this kid, the Ethan Anyawaya?
This is the guy that was the backup on Ohio State.
What do you think about him?
Practice squad.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready.
I don't either. And by the way, he was out there blocking for Tua in that first week of the preseason. Carlos Allen, defensive line, does he make this team?
Probably, I mean, practice squad. This is the great, you and I were having this debate. How many dudes are we going to keep in that rotation? Famously, the Giants started the NASCAR package, and everybody's had their own version of that because you want to keep guys fresh. But how many defensive tackles? Don't forget, Brandon Dorlus is tackle/edge. You know, and they said they're going to use him more on the edge, it sounds like, this year.
Yeah. I think we got a lot of bodies, capable bodies. The Allen thing is interesting. We're just going through some names, guys. Because
Deshaun Hand, Mason Smith, who we traded for,
yes.
Lakayle London.
They're all playing.
And then after that, and Zach Harrison is that hybrid tackle/edge. Remember, it's a 3-4. Sometimes you have a outside linebacker, so now you're an interior lineman. That's where Zach Harrison is. And they seem to be happy with him coming back. Chris Williams in that role. They picked up the guy, the free agent, Tui Peloto. So I'd say no, he's not making the team.
I think so, too.
Carlos Allen is practice
The linebacker core, what do you think? Channing Tindall, what are we talking about? Cameron Sample. These are guys we haven't even really talked about, to be honest with you.
That's going
to
be a cut. Kendall Daniels is getting more and more reps. It looks great. Harold Perkins is jumping up the depth chart. What about moving on from J.D. Bertrand, who was really exposed last year in coverage in the middle of the field when Divine Diablo went down?
You know what? That's a guy we hadn't even really talked about either. Look,
unless he's doing the dirty work and the special teams work that earns him a spot that we're not, you know, obviously following.
Yeah, correct. And again, those are the things, again, at practices where you go, hey, coach, he's been really good. I know, you know, fans have a perception of a guy. But, yeah, the Bertrand thing, Mike, I think it just comes down to, do you trust these guys you brought in? And flat out, are they better? If they're better, take the better guy, right? I mean, this isn't hard. I mean, sometimes I think people feel like there's this sentimental thing, like with Penix. There isn't. Play the best guy.
No, and we talked about Braylon Trice. You know, Braylon Trice can't stay on the field. He finally comes. He's had two back-to-back knee injuries and has missed a substantial part of this camp.
Yeah.
And probably will get cut.
I don't see it, Mike. I don't see how he makes the team. Honestly.
No, it's a shame.
He's not been available again.
Love the guy. He was a leader for the Washington Huskies, but he just cannot stay healthy. Same thing that happened on another level to Troy Anderson. It's been this guy's unfortunate lot in life. Just can't get on the field.
Couple of DBs. Kobe Bryant. Remember we were talking about him last year?
I liked him from Kansas, right? Free agent.
Yep. Yeah. And Natron Brooks. These are guys at the DB. But when you think about our DBs and our depth, I think it's going to be hard for any of these
Bowman's
guys.
Well, Bowman's going to be coming back at some point. So
Yes. You know. It's going to be hard for them to crack.
The question guys ask me all the time is, how does Avion Terrell look? Got a bit of a late start, missed some practices, but it seems like he's coming on with some momentum.
Yeah, I mean, he had a pick early in camp. I'm having a hard time giving a fair assessment of Avion because of the time he's missed. And I'll be honest with you, where is he playing? Is he just solely going to be your nickel guy? And that's been my question for Jeff Ulbrich. When we talk about how do you position him to be successful this season? And then we'll worry about next season. Like, at some point he's going to make the jump to be a corner, guys. I get that. But right now, what's the best place for him to help this football team? And that's for me where I've been.
And what about Man Bun Sidney Brown? Natron Brooks? Where are these guys going
to
be?
No, I was talking to Kobe Bryant. I don't think they're going to make the squad. I think our depth at DBs, at the DB position, corner and safety, is really good. And I've said this. I think it's actually a strength of this football team to have, at least when you look at the starters, with Watts and the season he had last year, he's going to build on that. Jesse, obviously AJ, and then you go, all right, what about the other corner? Oh. We always say that, but I think the secondary is fine.
And the other thing, we were talking about the offensive line, and Data has this on our sheet, you know, talk about if you want Jack Strand, who's going to be, you know, off the roster. They may also, speaking of roster spots, they may still want to go look for another piece who gets cut somewhere in the NFL on offensive line.
For sure.
Because we've had issues with some injuries, guys being nicked up at guard. You know, we've talked about your boy Wanye.
Wanye Morris.
Who's not exactly dazzled since we traded for him with the Chiefs. So I would wonder if, just keep an eye on that. I wonder if are they satisfied with the depth? Does Coach Callahan come to the GM and say, hey, we got to get another body in here?
It's very possible. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He is ATL Bell 929.
Why can you remember that and I can never remember? But thank you.
Well, once you told me, I was like, okay, that's pretty easy. Put him up. See, Dukes is me. And, of course, you can follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on, including the Tour Championship, which is where we are, guys. We're out here at the Michelob Ultra Club. It's a gorgeous tent out here. Sitting on this is the 13th. What are we facing? 17?
Carl, we are just above the 17th fairway.
That's
if
right.
We look across the 13th fairway here on the back nine at Eastlake.
Yeah, I just saw Rory. They showed a replay. I guess it was on 12. He put the ball like within 2 feet. I don't know if he birdied or not, but it was a great approach shot for Rory. We'll get you caught up on
that. I was trying to get Tony to go, stay away from your lucky charms. But, you know, that's, you know, they frown on that, heckling the golfers here at Eastlake.
Yeah, but they're not going to kick you out like the Masters.
Well, that's just, I told you that story. I know we got to catch a break. Years ago, there was a rain delay, and I told you it was Retief Goosen, the South African golfer.
Like Retief.
And they start up, on, he was on 17th, so we were on 16th, above, so we could see the tee box. I'm like, hit it straight, Retief. And I was, you know, borderline. He goes, that's the general idea, my friend.
Exactly.
As he's walking to the tee box.
Exactly.
And luckily, there was nobody to – luckily, no one came to grab me, and then my feet wouldn't have hit the ground, and you disappear between some hedges to an exit that no one knew existed at the Masters.
Yeah, they will get you up out of there quick.
I've seen it happen.
But not here, man. They're not trying to do that. Have some fun, and we are certainly doing that. What's on Day-Day's Minds coming up? Also, we'll talk to our buddy Mike Griffith about the Dogs. Guys, the countdown to college football, it starts this weekend. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the Dogs and what this season's going to be like for Kirby and company. We got some questions from Mike Griffith coming up at 4. What's on Day-Day's Mind is next.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of college football coverage in Atlanta. Join us Saturday, 8 a.m. as Mitch Evans and Abe Gordon set the stage for all of the day's biggest games of college football game time. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, and by Window Nation, windownation.com. Or call 866-90-NATION. And then stay tuned. at 11:30 a.m., guys, for North Carolina against TCU. That's all this Saturday starting at 8 a.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at the Tour Championship, having a great time. Some guys are already in the clubhouse. We'll get you caught up on a leaderboard coming up here in just a little bit. But right now, we got to find out what is on Day-Day's mind. Day-Day, what's going on today, man?
Hey, man, happy Thursday. I'm glad you brought up college football because I want to remind everyone that FCS action begins tonight, including our very own University of West Georgia. They host Chattanooga, 7 p.m. You can catch it on ESPN Plus if you are interested. So what are they, Wolves, right? Go Wolves.
Go Wolves. That's what we said yesterday, yeah.
Yep. All right. Also, I want to shout out Midtown High School and North Atlanta High School football teams getting in action tonight. So I'll kick off some of my high school stuff tonight. I'm going to shoot on over there and watch that matchup. Both of them look to kind of bounce back after they open their seasons with losses. So someone to get in the win column tonight. We'll find out who. All right. College Football Playoff Committee is reportedly going to meet in the near future to discuss a policy barring teams with professional players on their roster from the postseason. Mm. Are you guys in favor of that?
Yes. I think we've gone through this crazy, you know, warp of like this, I don't know, Mike, the Twilight Zone, right? Where we've seen the leagues respond. We've seen the professional leagues respond.
Right.
And I just think everybody's kind of getting their ducks in a row now when you talk about how we're going to deal with this moving forward. There's no reason any team should be allowed to participate in the college football playoff having any professional players.
No.
You should.
Look, I mean, I get that you've got guys making money now in college. Well, they should. We've never been against that. But this is one that is just like that same thing that drives me crazy with Lane Kiffin. Well, it's not illegal. No, it's not illegal because one moron judge in Louisiana said it isn't. We all know what this is about. It's common sense. And by the way, if LSU's season is defined by one hack who couldn't cut it in the NFL, give me a break. I mean, it's just everything that's wrong about sports, we really need to have it fixed at the federal level. But unfortunately, Carl, what we saw in Congress, already the efforts of the Safe College Sports Bill, it's so diluted. Even that I don't think is going to have the teeth it needs.
Yeah, but Day-Day, the College Football Playoff Committee, I think they're on the right track here. And look.
And at least, again.
Do this
But they're not the NCAA, Carl. They're a marketing company. They just happen to be the guys in charge of this tournament.
But the NCAA has no teeth.
Right.
So
right.
This is why you're seeing the commissioners enforce this. This is why you're seeing what the reaction has been. It's not coming down from the NCAA. This is coming down from the SEC and the Big 12 and the Big 10.
Right.
That's why. So the College Football Playoff Committee is like, okay, we will enforce our own rules as well. But, yes, I like it.
All right, just if you thought there wasn't enough, here's another. The Poinsettia Bowl returns,
That's
guys.
Poinsettia. The poinsettia.
Nearly a decade-long hiatus, it will return to college football this postseason.
Pencil Florida State in there, Carl. That's as good as it gets for us, poinsettia bowl.
You need 6 wins to get in there? Six wins?
I think it's six. I believe six is the threshold.
Six is the threshold. And so it's going to feature a team from the revamped Pac-12, so basically Oregon State.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I know it's a couple more. But against a team from the ACC, Big 12, or Big 10, and it will be played at San Diego State's Snapdragon Stadium on December 23rd, televised on the CW network.
Why is this bowl coming back? Shouldn't we be subtracting bowls and not bringing bowls back?
That's what I kind of was feeling. Like, we have so many bowls that are non-factors. Like, they're not even drawing people. So who's going to – so, for example, with the ACC, right, I'm assuming that you hope that you get Stanford or Cal in this bowl game because it's less travel compared to the rest of the conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with Carl. I thought we were contracting bowls. I mean, I thought we realized that if you're not in the playoffs, they're just meaningless. You know, I mean, you already have things like the Gasparilla Bowl and the Bahamas Bowl has gone away.
That's right.
And with all due respect to the Poinsettia Bowl, we already have the Holiday Bowl.
No, you know? That used to be a big bowl.
It used to be.
Holiday Bowl
BYU
was a big bowl.
BYU won a national championship winning that bowl game.
It was a big bowl. Yeah.
But it just, Day-Day, I just don't. We don't need more bowl games, but there's always viewership. We always talked about it. When guys will watch the UFL and they'll watch spring football, they'll watch a meaningless bowl game.
Yeah. Well, the Holiday Bowl also will be played in the Snapdragon Stadium on December 28th, so just a few days
So is Snapdragon
later.
Stadium the old Murph? What is it?
It just says San Diego State.
They have their own stadium.
Yeah, they do. All right, staying in the world of college football, ESPN dropped the trailer for the Nick Saban documentary. Did you guys see it?
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
I did not. Tell me about it.
Six episodes premiering October 8th. Look, if you love college football, I got a feeling you're going to be interested, especially if you're of the, if you're a fan of the SEC in general. So, it look from a trailer perspective, it looks good. Again, six episodes premiering October 8th.
Okay, question.
Uh-huh.
And I love Nick. But could we have done this in three episodes?
Yes.
I'm asking.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Okay.
All right. Like the Celtics, the thing of Bill Simmons did on HBO. Three parts.
Well, you got to get your money's worth if you're these networks, streamers now.
I'm just saying.
That Celtics thing never ended.
Give it to me in three.
Right.
Let me binge watch it. That's 3 hours of my day, not six. And I'll keep it moving.
And Nick is subsequently promoting this in an interview saying, biggest mistake of his life is coming to the Miami Dolphins. Should have stayed in college at LSU.
Well, you know what the good thing is, though, and I'm sure he'll talk about this. He always has been a builder of young men. Mm-hmm. And it was the best thing for him to go back to college. And the good news is, Mike, he didn't realize that too late. He got an opportunity to go back and still achieve what he did. And he didn't chase that NFL dream. He wasn't dumb enough to say, well, you know what, it didn't work here, but I'll go become another coach somewhere else in the NFL. And for that, he's become the all-time greatest, college coach in the history of the game. But, yeah, I haven't seen the trailer, but I'm looking forward to it, Dede.
Yeah, it looks exciting. So, all right, let's move to the hardwood. Just a real quick note on the Atlanta Dream. They signed two-time WNBA champ, six-time All-Star Dwana Bonner after her contract with the Phoenix Mercury was bought out, and they also released Aaliyah Nye and Jalen Sherrod. Stop it, Mike.
What?
Right. Why are they signed? Let question.
Depth.
Okay.
Death and experience.
Okay. Right.
More so experience, I'll say. Again, two-time WNBA champion as six-time All-Star. I know she's kind of, her career. She's been playing for a while. She's, 29? I think she's
28,
I think she just turned. Stop, Mike.
Nobody cares.
Stop, Mike. She just turned 29 the other day. So I think it's more of about an experience factor. Look, this team is in the fourth seed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can hold on, they can make a run. Again, I still feel like the Lynx may be the team to beat. But, Mike. Anyway, so that's that. All right, real quick before I have to tell you two about yourselves.
Wait a minute. Before you go there.
Uh-huh.
Back to the WNBA. Sorry.
No, please don't.
Is she going to help, or is this just one of those signings that looks good?
No. She can help. They've already explained that her role, she'll be coming off the bench.
Okay.
So, again, you get some experience, championship-winning experience
coming
off the bench.
Fair enough. Continue.
All right. Last thing before I let you go, a quick RIP. Peter Cullen, voice of Optimus Prime, passed away. It was announced.
What an incredible voice he had.
Man, and I don't know if you guys realize this. He's been voicing that, currently, he was still voicing Optimus Prime
all the way through the
flicks. With the exception of that Transformers 1, because that was, younger guys. He's been voicing it all the way up until now.
One of the best voices ever. It's very recognizable. I think the most recognizable, and I'm just, it's off the top of my head, but James Earl Jones, obviously. Mm-hmm. When you hear it, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously he was Darth Vader. And then, you talk about Morgan Freeman. You could turn on Morgan Freeman anywhere and somebody would be like, that's Morgan Freeman.
Right.
But his voice was very distinct. Man, I always tried to go there, the Optimus Prime.
Right.
It's so crazy.
No, it just had texture. It had layers to it. He was an announcer for the Smothers Brothers in the 60s.
Crazy.
Wow. I did not. I'm reading the bio right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he also played a Winnie the Pooh character.
I can't remember.
Eeyore, yes.
Also was Monterey Jack in Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Yep. There you go. All right, now to you two.
Who knew?
Or,
to you
I didn't
two.
Know that. Oh, what about us? What about us?
You guys are doing too much and you're being too hard. You're not being.
Whoa. About what?
About Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, it's weak. Sounds weak.
You guys are
weak.
You guys are being way too emotional right now.
No, he's not emotional enough.
I understand.
You're watching too much WNBA, man. Your standards have fallen.
No, man. I understand that you guys feel like a kid in a candy store that's being forced to stand there and look at the candy you want but can't have it. I understand that. But as I said this morning, I had to do some self-evaluation because you guys had me there with you.
You guys had
me there with you.
You should still be here with us.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you look at the other situations, like a Daniel Jones or a Patrick Mahomes, you don't see their fans up in arms about, oh, he's got to play in the preseason. The man just got cleared, guys.
Well, Mahomes is obviously – he's got a Hall of Fame career if he quits right now.
And you, Daniel, but still, he's
reinvented
never,
himself last year.
But have either one of them have either one of them come back from an ACL tear?
First time for everything.
Okay.
But this
so
guy's
there's
had,
no rush.
So if a guy has three, he literally has to go – be ready when it's ready. But, yeah, I go to the pizza place. What's up with my pie, man? I got the double pepperoni. That's be ready when it's ready.
Ready when it's ready.
What do you think? Like an hour? I don't know, man. Oven temperature says 30 minutes at 450. I don't
know, just
man.
Think that when you guys, I think if you guys took some time to really just assess the situation, he literally was cleared on Saturday. I don't think in no world you're clearing someone one day and 3 days later, throwing them out there. I just don't think you're doing it.
What about playing Friday? Well, I've only had those three 11-on-11s. Nah, man, I'm not. It just, Carl, it you said it earlier. There is a mindset you want to hear from him. You're not hearing it.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. I'm sorry, Daddy. He doesn't have it.
And he's definitely not, by the way, can we just put it to rest? There's no way in God's green earth Michael Penix Jr. is playing in Pittsburgh.
Well,
he's not starting.
Well, he'll only be seven practices in by then.
Well, again, so now what? Week three? Week four?
Who knows?
I mean, I want to hear some aggressiveness. I want to hear, as Carl said, they can't keep him off the field. Well, I don't know,
man. He has said he's
oh, by the way, Daddy, and all the fans were going, he's done 7-on-7. Now he's telling you 11-on-11s ain't enough.
Dede, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What should I expect?
Out of him or just in general?
Out of him. What should I expect?
You should expect him to be ready to roll as soon as they say he's going to roll. And I think he said it, guys. He said, I want to be ready week one. I want to play. I plan on playing week one.
Yeah.
You answer me.
Well, it's in less than 3 weeks, and he's not ready to play Friday. I'm not hearing
it. Okay, let me ask you this. Outside of satisfying fans' want to see him, what is the point to play him Friday if you as a coaching staff are seeing enough in practice and realize there's no need to put him
the
out
only
there?
Game
we
situation.
Just need to keep
– it's the only game situation he would have before being in a real game situation. I mean, unless you – because he didn't scrimmage in Indianapolis.
No.
And I'm sorry, man.
No.
This was a chance to go up against somebody else. Danny, make some contact.
You're the last guy I thought I'd have to convince on this.
I know, but I'm sorry. I self-evaluated. I think you guys are being too hard.
Now you're weak, Danny. Now you're weak.
Oh, my goodness. I want the face of the franchise to act like the face of the franchise. Be hungry as the fans are. And be as enthusiastic to get back out there as we are for you to get back out there. There's nothing wrong with saying this. And if you think it's too much for Michael Penix, well, then you know what? We got the wrong guy.
I think we got the right guy.
No, we don't, Day-Day. We don't. We drafted an injured-prone quarterback who shockingly got injured and now is not ready. And, oh, by the way, says, no, man, not ready yet, man.
Remember when I said a few weeks ago he was going to walk him down? Remember I said they're going to clear him after the Colts and then he's going to walk to a down?
Carolina?
He ain't walking nowhere right now because he ain't playing.
I think, guys, if we get to week one and Penix is starting, I will officially say I don't think Penix won the job. I think Tua lost it.
Yeah, fair.
Well,
that's fair.
Wait a minute. This is all an okey-doke, it doesn't matter. I'm starting to believe this has been the plan from the beginning.
Right. It has been.
This has been the plan.
We just got excited. We were under this crazy impression that maybe we'd have a quarterback competition. There hasn't been one. It's only been now 3 days into day four today. Today's not really a practice. They get prepared for Miami.
Day-Day,
it's a traveling.
Let me tell you something, Day-Day. I'm going to say this because I know we got to go.
Uh-huh.
He better ball out. Whenever the hell he starts, because I don't want to hear it from anybody. He better. I'm being serious. I want him to ball out where everybody. There's no doubt,
right,
in anybody's mind. Falcon fans are like, "Yo, I saw it. Penix is legit. He's back. He's unbelievable." That should be the conversation. It better be, because if you're doing all of this and you're telling us, "I don't know. I'm not ready. No, not yet." Then when I see you, you better be a dog.
I think that's what you'll see, guys.
Well, if that's his attitude, Dade, I know we got to catch a break. If that's how Mike lives his life and he doesn't get too high or too low, that's a good characteristic to have for a quarterback. But right now, it's not the profile I want for my quarterback.
Mike, he doesn't get too high or too low because he's been injured.
Right. But I'm saying, I mean, some guys, they approach their jobs and they don't get too emotional. I could use a little more Baker Mayfield right now. okay? I could use a more alpha dog. Not hearing it.
That's what's on my mind.
All right, man. Our producer, our executive producer says we need to reevaluate. I think he's wrong.
This guy,
I think he's wrong.
Day-Day, I never thought you'd be soft. You're soft.
All right, we're coming back, guys.
Soft as Charmin.
Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us. We're going to talk some dogs, some college football. What do you think about what Greg Sankey has done this week and more? Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from the Tour Championship.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.